Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Alleluia. Our text is the gospel lesson previously read. You may be seated. I pray that all of you were able to gather with your brothers and sisters in Christ this past Sunday and celebrate the most important event in the history of the world, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All other historical events pale in comparison to this one. And all history, indeed all life, must be viewed through the reality of that empty tomb. Our text for today presents some special challenges for the student of the Scriptures. And I'm sure that all of you are well aware of the challenges that confront us as we consider each gospel's account of the resurrection of our Lord. There are those who ask, at what time did the women come to the tomb? How many women came? And who were they? How many angels did greet them? And from where? What disciples came to the tomb and when did they arrive? That all of these accounts can be harmonized has been well documented, and a little scholarly reading by you can certainly resolve all of the questions. That other commentators choose to ignore this harmonization of the resurrection is a testimony to their greater need to publish their musings in a scholarly journal so that they can receive their doctorates and their grant money rather than to affirm the historic Christian faith. This past week, I had the privilege of doing what most of you one day will also do. I took this precious word of God to his people, people who were ill, people who were unable to be in the Lord's house to celebrate the resurrection. They are the members of Emmanuel Lutheran Church whom I knew would not be in church to hear the magnificent choirs, the brass, the timpani, the organ, and the handbells. They are the ones who would not be present to hear the word proclaimed and receive the Lord's Supper in their church home. So in the name of the people of God at Emmanuel, and as a called and ordained servant of the Lord, I brought them the very body and blood of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I heard their confession of sins, and yes, their profession of faith. We sang some of their favorite hymns. From Lent, glory be to Jesus, who in bitter pains poured for me his lifeblood from his sacred veins. In the cross of Christ I glory. Go to dark Gethsemane. When I survey the wondrous cross, O sacred head now wounded, stricken, smitten, and afflicted. And then we sang those glorious hymns of Easter. I know that my Redeemer lives. Jesus Christ is risen today. He's risen, he's risen. At the Lamb's high feast we sing. Although I must confess that not a one of my shut-ins requested the hymn that you're going to sing at communion, Christ Jesus Lay in Death's Strong Bands. I guess it's just not one of the top 10. But every one of those people I visited wanted to hear that wonderfully sweet message of Jesus' resurrection. Most of them are very much aware that their physical journey is coming to a close. They are no longer so distracted by the things of this world. They willingly confessed their sins, and they know, they understand, and they believe that Jesus went to Calvary's cross for their sins. They are not the people who sit in church and sing, "Chief of sinners though I be, I know you're still worse than me." But rather, they know full well that these words of St. Paul apply also to themselves. They know their treasure is in heaven, and that it is by God's grace alone, through faith in Jesus Christ, that they will receive their crown of righteousness. The message of Easter is just as meaningful today as it was to those who stood trembling by the empty tomb. Jesus has gone before us, as he has with the disciples he went to Galilee, but to us he has gone to the heavenly Jerusalem. And one day soon, gentlemen, you shall have the privilege of proclaiming that timeless message to all of God's beloved children under your pastoral care. That proclamation, I must confess, will not always be in a full church with the best that your church choir can muster. Usually the Easter proclamation comes when the pastor is seated with but one of the sheep under his care. Yes, the pastor can sing those most loved hymns to his members. Usually he does it with more love than with excellence. But this Easter message is the best we have to offer, for it is the good news, the very best news that God has for his people. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Alleluia.